Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where health and wellness are full circle. Emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health need to be balanced to live a healthy life. I'm an educator, author, speaker, and very passionate about healthy living. As always, there's going to be a gift at the end of the show. And so I just really hope that you're going to listen to the end. And if you want to get in touch with me, I'm going to give you the information. Today's topic is actually about dealing with death. Now, how does dealing with death belong to Get Healthy Now? I wondered that too. But then I came up with the idea that it's really very important. And I will tell you a true story that will illustrate on how dealing with death requires having a balanced life. The story starts in 2007 when my father-in-law had to have his leg amputated due to complications from diabetes. He had gangrene under a toe. Nobody knew. He was already up in his age, and his girlfriend was even older, so they didn't see that. But the doctor asked if he could amputate the toe. Well, when they were there, they realized they needed to do the whole foot. And when they were there, they realized they had to go up to the knee because gangrene has spread. Okay, that's the beginning of the story. That was in 2007. After the amputation, he got put into a nursing convalescent home, and they were supposed to take care of him and start getting him mobile again, maybe put a prosthetic on him or whatever, and make him walk around again. He was pretty active, actually, till this happened in 2007. Well, in 2009, after my husband went up there monthly from Southern California to Northern California to get him out of the convalescent home for a weekend and take him to the ranch and spend time with him and, you know, give him something to do that was pleasing to him and uplifting, in 2009, he, his father, just really started going downhill and he was ready to die. So my husband asked me if I were to give him permission to take his father down and into our home for the last 2 weeks or 2 months that he had to live so he could die at home and, you know, feel like he is loved. And I said, well, yeah, after some heavy praying and making sure that I had my ducks in order, I said yes. And so we took him in. Junior is actually my father-in-law, and we call him Junior because that's actually, he's Matthew Alexander Thompson Jr. So that's Junior. And if I talk about Matthew, that's my husband. So anyway, in 2009, on November 11, it was actually Veterans Day, my husband drove up to Northern California, picked up his father, and drove back home here to have him with us. In the meantime, he had also made a Roman shower so he could put, shower his father. He had put a toilet in his bathroom so he didn't have to get him too far. He put an electric chair in from the first floor to the second floor, all things to make taking care of his father easier. Well, after his father said he came to die, my husband goes, okay, this is not right. You gave the convalescent home 2 years. Give us 6 months. If we don't do a good job and if we don't get you happy and healthier, then you may die and we'll let you go. But you have to give us 6 months. Is that okay? And his father said yes. So as of April 2010, which is 5 months after Junior came down living with us, the two of them started swimming. And you can actually watch the quick YouTube video, and I listed it on my transcript. It's youtube.com and then / bond, B-O-N-D, off, three letters, T-H-R-E-E, swimmers. And it's actually quite inspirational. It's the gym, the LA Fitness, that wanted us to do that to inspire other people. And honestly, several other members started bringing their parent or parents into the pool and swimming with them because that's a non-intrusive activity. Okay, Junior's health really improved tremendously from 2010 to up to just a couple of weeks ago. Actually, I took care of him for the first 3 years till 2012 when I had a nasty head injury taking care of him. And from that day on, and you might laugh, it was actually April 1st, 2012 that I had that injury. My husband took care of him from that date on 24/7. He took him to work. He swam with him. He fed him. He did the laundry. And I helped wherever I could, but no more lifting for me. So to go on and get to the point, on September 17, a Thursday, Junior and my husband had a wonderful day at work. They went swimming. Junior had his long warm shower. He had his dinner, and he loved to eat in my husband's truck. He was very comfortable there, and he got to listen to old-time radio and take his time and just eat. And, of course, we always checked up on him, you know, every 10, 15 minutes to make sure he was okay. And that night, on the last bite, Junior choked pretty much to death. My husband checked up on him, and he goes, "Oh, my gosh." So he got him out of the truck, put him in the wheelchair, took him inside, swiped his mouth, couldn't get anything, decided, "I have one more thing to do," and did the Heimlich maneuver. And lo and behold, Junior started vomiting two big spills, and that was actually wonderful. And what I saw in the vomit was everything that he ate. So he did not swallow anything. It just was stuck in his throat, and some of it went into his lungs, into his windpipe, and prevented him from breathing. That's why he slumped down and collapsed. Well, because he did vomit and got out of that stuff, he could start breathing again, and I had a little pulse. So we called 911, and they came, and we ended up in the ER with him for about 24 hours. My husband and I stayed with him 24 hours a day. If we needed anything, one of us stayed, the other one did what we needed to do. And so that's the way we spent those days. So on the 17th, we went to the ER. On the 18th, he finally made it to the ICU. And after that, he went to the step-down unit. He got transferred also from the hospital that he was admitted to Kaiser, where he was a member of. And there he went from ICU to step-down unit, and Sunday to the maintenance unit. And I spent a lot of time with him on Sunday. I spent the entire time there. I did not leave the room. And my husband had to go out for a little bit because he hadn't left the room since, or his father, since Thursday night. And during the time I was there with his father, I talked to him. He was out, but I talked to him and caressed his head and his hands. And I told him that we were thankful that he gave us 6 years of his life, that we were to build memories, that we were able to reap blessings abundantly, that we got to learn so many things, such as patience, unconditional love, making the best of every day, being the best every day, and living to the fullest every day. And during that time, Junior said, with his eyes closed, "No more regrets." And that was the first thing he said. And I go, oh my, this is really deep. I really, really appreciate you saying that, I told him. And I said, we don't have any regrets either. We are very happy and blessed that we had the opportunity to take care of you for 6 years. And now, if you're ready to go, you may go into a deep sleep and go in peace and not worry about anything, because Matthew is taking care of everything just as your desire was and the way you communicated with him before this happened. And so we just spent time, and it was quite amazing. Then, to fast forward a little bit, on Monday morning, the 21st, the doctor came in at 8:10 in the morning for the visit, and he wanted to talk to us and discuss the options that we had with Junior. And Matthew and I looked at each other and said, there are no more options. He's not coming home. He's too weak, and he's going to be gone before noon. We just really felt it. And so the doctor said, okay, then I would like to give him a morphine drip, because he hasn't eaten since Thursday and he might be cramping terribly in his stomach and we might not even know how much pain he's in. So we agreed to that because he still had a little thing in his veins so that he could actually hook up the IV. The doctor left. Junior took his last breath in peace, and that was at 8:20. My husband went outside and said, we don't need the IV, the morphine drip anymore. My father just passed. And so what was really interesting to us through these 6 years that we learned and everything that we had and being there with him to the very last minute was we were actually prepared. Not only did we learn about patience, love, tolerance, and as I call it, ESPM, which is emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health, the blessings that we reaped, the stories that he told us, and that he actually, the last words he said were, no more regrets. That was really, really very important to us, and it made us really feel like, yes, we did make a difference in his life. And so to conclude, all I can say is living a balanced life to keep our health is one of the most important things. And that's what we've been trying, learning, gaining, knowledge on, and we're willing to share. So now, I hope you see how this actually all relates together, that we need to be healthy in all four ways, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. For the gift that I have for you, go click on the http://www.footstepsinthesand. It's a wonderful poem, and it's absolutely perfect for this occasion. My contact information is http://www.micklenight.com. That's MICLKNIGHT.com. My email is dythomson@mick. The phone number 562-335-4956. And I really hope to hear from you with some information or questions so I can help you be strong when you need or get to experience that somebody transitions from life to death. And with this said, I'm going to tell you until next week, stay healthy and empowered. And again, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much and have a great day.